Umayshin Hossam is Yala Berusa Behema. Hocho Sakin Yisroi Behema Lo Yisroi, the Svar we said before. The Chizdus Svar was only here by the Sakin. Because by the Sakin there's no Reis at all. I mean, even though there's a Reis on the Sakin, but there's no Reis on the Behema at all. Therefore, you could like divide up the two and look at the Behema. In the Behema we see a Kosher Shchita. So a Machzik to be a good Shchita. Mashenken over here, we have a Sofik if the Shchita was good altogether or not. So the Sofik and the Shchita, then it doesn't help. Could you divide up the Sakin from the Behema or not? So where is the Hilkosa? What's the Locho? The Hilkosa was the Ravuna. But like a Pasma Grafuna, Heis Lachumra. Rashi says, Grafuna, the Chashinu were afraid, Lior, that maybe the skin, when you first made the Shchita, that's what made up Kam and the knife. Via Yodai Hoya Maisa. Rashi says, once happened to him a case like that, yeah, and Vaharvali Rabbeinu Yaakov, Reb Yaakov, Biyof Liyisa. He passed even by knife, he has to go Liyisa. He was chish even by knife. He has to be afraid. Again, they shechted the yoif, and afterwards they found out there's a pagam in the sakin. They have to be afraid maybe the pagam started out with the skin, and therefore it's psula. You're right. But the Gemara says, Vilkosakavosarafuna, when? Kishla Shiva Boyetan. Only if you didn't break any bones afterwards. With this knife. So then you made a shchita, and after the shchita you found the knife was pogum, so there's a big chance to start to say that the skin did it, therefore it's psula. But the most of the hilchos gavosra chilipasmak of chizdo though, kishashiva boy etzem, but if you broke a bone after the shchita and then you checked out the knife, so then we pasmak of chizdo, his death and the svar is, that's like a vadai. Since you broke bones with it later, that's like a vadai. The skin is only a suffix. And we say, in Sotok Moitzim Levadim. Samar says, Nechlal is a proof over here. The Rav Chizd L'chur Afagad L'shiba Vayetzim. The Rav Chizd himself holds, even where his guy did not break bones later. Still, if you make a shchit, and after the shchit, we find out the knife is pogum, it's possible. Because we're saying, we pask him like Rav Chizd when he broke the bones. But when he didn't break the bones, we don't pask him like him. Mashmah, he himself will hold that way. The question is, V'yela Bama Yitzkim. If he did not break any bones later, so what's the tzad to say that it began? What happened then? So why do I say, how could the chizda say the shchita is kosher? The chru for sure then, the began was with the skin at the beginning. So Mura says, no, the pshat from the chizda could be, eimo bi'etzem demafrekis ifkim. That Rav Chizda's svar is, that when you make a shchita, after you cut the neck, you cut the two simonim, and then you cut the bone there. And the bone there, the mafrekis, that's what made the pagam. But that's after the shchita. Rashi says, b'yetzem mafrekis means li'acha shchita. After you finish the shchita, shenoga b'yetzem atzava, then you cut the backbone. V'ya mafrekis, t'chsev t'shavim avakastoy. But Rashi says, l'esvir lon kavosay, l'mitli l'kula. This much we don't pass them like him. T'hi negia b'yetzem mafrekis, lo'y pog molasakin tfei miyor. That's not like a vade, Rashi said. That's why we don't pass the Chizda. Al shviras atzomois, that's a vade with Tali. The Rashi masba how we paskin. We paskin if the guy cut bones with the knife later, that's like a vade pagam. So with Tali, that's when the pagam came. But if you didn't cut a bone later, you only cut the mafrekis, that's not like a vade. So it's a suffix whether the skin did it or the mafrekis. So even though the Chizda is makel, because he mistam hold a small mistam what happened with the mafrekis, but we're machmir that svar. We all know that's not enough of a difference. It's very possible it happened with the skin. Therefore, we're machmir. The Mora says, "Heavy uvda." It once happened a case like this, and the Torah for Rabbi Yosef paskin that all the behemoths are treif at tleisa chiyusa, even 13 animals afterwards. What happened was the Shechit checked his knife first, and then he shechted 13 times, and after he finished 13 animals, then he checked out his knife again, and he found out there was a pagam there. So you have a suffering now, when did the pagam come? So the ma'isa was, Taraf Rav Yosef, all 13 animals, that's right. Rashi says here, Treisach Yusuf Shaloi Bodek Ben Zulazul, Yachas Shechit Tzkun, Nitzas Peguma. So he passed on the Chura, partial all 13, that's right. So Mura says, come on, who's he hold like? The Chura Karafuna. We pass him like Karafuna. And therefore, Vafilu B'Kamaisa. Even the first one also, Taka, it's no good. Rashi says, Namitrei for the chashin and lior, v'choshet for the skin, that's what made the reisa. Rashi says, Lashon, but it's like a sofik. No, it isn't a sofik now. When he passed in that it's potreif, does he pshat hold like Rafuna? That even the first animal also we have to be machmer upon. Because the sofik, maybe the skin did it, and therefore it's sakim was pogim before the shechita. But else the Gemara says, Loi, maybe no. The other side maybe holds like Rav Chisda. Or Levar Mekemaisa. He holds like Rav Chisda Svara. Then true, the first Vehema is kosher. Why? Because when you put the skin and the Mafrekis, Rav Chisda Svara was, it's more mispar, but the Mafrekis made the Pgam. So the first Shechita was good. Benechnami, after the first Shechita, then will be totally, you know what made the Pgam? The first bone. If so, by the time you did the second shechita already, the knife was already pogum. Senecham, even according to Chizda here, the second, from then on, those bones will be possible. It'll only be mafsa, just the first animal. So Rashman, that's like a sofik. Who does he hold like? That's like a sofik. Simur says, Viboisim, if you want, I'll tell you. Viboisim, Liyolim, I'll tell you, Krafuna. Maybe also Krafuna. And what at all 13 was possible, even the first one. Why? Because the Ik Rav Chisda, if you tell me holds like Rav Chisda, that by one Shechit alone he says it's kosher, because you have a right to say maybe it was the Marfrekes, the backbone that made the Pagam, is so Michti, let's see. Mitla Talinin, according to Rav Huna, even though it's a Sofik, whether it was the first skin or the backbone, you go Lakula. If so, Mimai Debets and the Marfrekes, the Kamai Sifkum, who told you was the backbone of the first Behemoth that made the Pagam? To say like for sure the second or third or fourth one is treifa, Dilma maybe no. According to Rav Chisda, as far as should be maybe, Dilma v'yetzim the Mafrekis the Brasrei Sifkum. True, we see a pagam in the second, but maybe it was the last backbone of the 13th animal that made it. So then according to Rav Chisda, should be all 13 animals should be kosher. So since here we made them treif, pshit it has to be is going according to Rav Huna, that minas sofik we say the name is the Cheskes Isarei Medes. He has to be told it was the first skin that made the Pagam. So here's the proof, he has to look at Funa. Oh, Malle Ravacha, Bered, Rav Ravashi. Period. That's where we come out. Tenechanami. The Chura Sarai, he took a paskin like Rafuna. And he was Machar even in the first one. Even though before Taka, we didn't pass it. Before we passed the Vilkos, like a Vosra Rafuna, Kisha. Oh, it's good, yeah. We thought that's good. I mean, look, we passed the Rafuna. When he didn't break any bones later. If he didn't break oisik and breaking bones just in the shechita, so it's a pretty equal sofik, whether it was the skin or the mafrekis, so then we're machmir, and we say, Beim mecheskis is remedis, so the shechita is possible. So it's good here also that all 13 animals are possible here. Because here he didn't break any bones later. It was only just the actual shechitas. So just the shechitas, that's a good sofik, the first skin did it. Here we go, lechumra, all 13 are possible. Right. Another Gemara says, "Oh, Malei Ravacha Bered Rav Ravashi, Rav Kana Matzrich Bedikusa Ben Kol Chod VeChod." Rav Kana said that when a shechit checks, he has to check his knife after every shechita. I don't take chances and wait and check after two or three, much because if you check after three shechitas and then it'll become pogum, all three will be possible. So this, you better check enough after each one. So what you know, the first one was kosher, the second one was kosher. And yet the third one is pogim, so we know only the third one is possible. So one says, if so, Kaman, who's he go like the Chulu Krafuna? Or Lemitzvah Kamaisa? The Chulu goes to Krafuna, so he tells you to check him out. Because if you don't check him out, even the first one would be possible. So then don't keep on checking without checking out. So one says, like, could that one be a proof? Could be Krav Chizda. He holds like Krav Chizda. Or Yachshur Abbas Raisa, and after Miner is, would the second or third one be kosher? There's a current Krav Chizda. True, the first shechita would be kosher anyway. But the Nafkamina, what about the second, third, or fourth? If you first check the knife after three shechitas and you find the pagam then the second one would be possible. But this, if you check it out after one and two, so you know the first two were kosher and only the third one. Then even the third one would be kosher. So it could be even according to the chizda, you should check it out after every shechita. Was the hoch, more your question, the hoch, if so, tiboy namen bedikas chochem. If you have to check out your knife, if every time, the chur we hold, every time you check your knife, you're supposed to show it to a chacham. Rashi says, Ihochi, Timishum, ho de boy le mishchita kabodik, hevelay bedika, te kurdim shchita, like you're checking the knife before shchita. If so, te boy chacham, harmless, like the sakin, the afinim, learn out later, Mivashakaratim, as she says, Pizev Yachaltim, that you have to show your knife as to Chochim. Umidloy boil the mech the Chochim, Shamina Labadik of the Kurim Shkitachoshavlei. You see, the Chura, since it doesn't say if it show it to a Chochim first, it's not considered like a Badik of Kaidim Shkita, but rather it's like a Badik of after Shkita. The question is why? So the question is, Yachit to boil Nami Badik of Chochim? Someone says, no, Eidechon Nemi Bisurim. I tell you, Eidechon is Nemon, since he's an Eidechon, Rashi says, Rashi's famous Rashi, Eidechon Nemi Bisurim, Rashi says, the whole Yachit, the Yachon, Hemintoi Torah. The Torah believes everybody separately. Bosses the Zavakim of the Korcho, and the Soincho, the Shokh, the Benaboko, the Yoch, the Kahanam, my Yodoi, the Kahanam Kreet, because the Shokh had made a good Shkita. And Vloyaskiko Lahamid Eidim Bedover. The Torah doesn't say you have to have two Eidim, what you do a Shkita. Elamayki be Sermach on a person when he says he did a good Shkita. The Shkrik Rashi Torah say the Meloinish Momin, or Mrs. Bezdin, or La Roy is the Gamino Dovdov Momin. But Samazai Eidech and then Bisurim. See, Eidech, the Shaykh himself was then what to say, he checked out the Sakan in his Kasha. For the Gemara Yochi, so that's the Svaro, Nikori Naniloi. Then you should never have to show your Sakan to a Chochem. Let the Shaykh himself be Nemen, I'll say Eidech and then Bisurim. For Eichnam, Yomer Rabbi Yechon, Yomer Laharas, Sakan the Chochem, Elvath Mechvoidish a Chochem. And Eichnam, it's not a real Ikuradin. It's only Mishum Kovra Chochem, it's not nice to do something without showing it in. To be shown to him once, that's enough. Then the rest of the time you make shkitas, that day at least, you allow the shekh without showing it to him. For myself today, we said that shekhtim don't show it to chokham anymore. Sam da meichel al kvoidoi, da samich on the shekhtim. It's not a real halacha, you have to show it to chokham, it's only mishum kovra chokham. So you can be meichel on this. He must say, minoha, now there must be nugamar now. Minoha ha milsa, how do we know this whole klal and shas? The yomer rabbonim, the rabbonim say, meaning chazal say, about the rights of the halacha, means that how do we know, Chazal always tell us, that Uki Milsa Chazoki, we have a Sofik, if something changed in that, we'll leave it the Cheskosai. With the Cheskos one way, and a Sofik, if it changed in that, we still leave it that way. So how do we know this? The Rashi says, the Mekoimas Harbei, some call a Chazoka, less or lahater. So how do we know? Like here the Behemur, so we have a Sofik when the Pagam came with the Sakin, since the Behemur was the Cheskos Yisra Medis, we'll leave it the Cheskosai. So how do we know this Kalal? So Mora says first, Omer Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yonasan. Omer Chor the Pesach says, Vayetzei HaKoyim min HaBayis, El Pesach HaBayis, Nizkeres HaBayis Shivas Yomim. Now the Koyim goes into a house and sees a Nega there, so first he has to leave the house and close the door, and then he pronounces the house Tomei for 7 days. So the question is, how does the Koyim have to say the house is Tomei? Dilma maybe, Adnofik V'yosi Bosalesh Yurei. Maybe by the time the Kohen left the house, like turned backwards, started to walk out of the house, at first he walked into the house and he saw a neger on the wall. So when he's inside, he doesn't say the house is tummy. He has to wait till he walks outside, close the door, and then say the house is tummy. The question is, maybe by the time he walked outside and closed the door, maybe the neger changed already. Maybe at that time it's not the same size anymore. So how does he know to say outside is still tummy? And the love is in the territory, it's Mishum Derminim, Uki Yachazoke. Listen, 2 minutes ago he was inside, and his sword had that shear, so when he's outside, even though it's a Sufik, we leave a Bechaz Kosai. It's allowed the same shear. So since the Torah gives him a right to make a Tomei, that's the right, leave a Chazaka. So Rav says, no, Mask of Lorav Achor Bar Yaakov, the Duma may be going, Shiyot Derech Achurov, maybe the Kohen walked out like backwards. So even when he was walking out, he kept on seeing the Nega. The Kochozinle, he saw it all time. When he went out, he saw it. So there's never a time that he didn't see it. Maybe that's why it's Tommy. Omalai Abayas, Abayas said back, first of all, Shtei Tshuvas, I have two questions on this. Shtei Tshuvas Bedover. Chod, the one, the Yitziah, Derech HaChurav, Lo Yishmei Yitziah. That's not called going out. The Pesach says, Vayetziah HaKoyim, and Vayetziah HaKoyim has to go out. So Yitziah means a normal way of walking out. Not if you walk backwards. So walking backwards would not be called Yitziah. One question. V'yoyid, Achuri Hadelas Michael Mema. Let's say the nega was on the back of the door. So when the Kohen goes out and closes the door, he can't see that part. Says so, still yes, come on to Chazaka. The Chitim says maybe no, maybe the Postach Le Kavsa, maybe he made a hole in the window light. Maybe there's a window in the door, so he could always see through. Rashi says, Chaloin Bedelas Kohen Esker. Before, like, he closed the door, there was a window there. So at old times, they could always say they see through the window. So Mara says, no, the Yathnam would like this. Bayis ofel, if it's a dark room, ain't perskan lechalonis, lira says nigoy. You're not allowed to make a window to be able to see inside. So Mashmi, you do not make windows there. So we didn't have a window before, we don't do it now. Rashi says, ain't perskan bayis ofel, shatarach lifteich lechalonis, lira says nega. Purchinus legamri, it's part legamri. She said the post knega nearly rebias. Paloy loyroy, shemama v'mokim ofel, the tzorach shom lahad gesaner, ain't a nega. You have to be standing in a place in the house that you could see it with the light that comes in by itself. So if you have to make a hole to see it, that wouldn't be called a bias in a tamer altogether. So it has to be that you don't make any holes later. Omele robros like this. The karma, that you say. Yitzia derech achuruf, loishime yitzia, that walking backwards. It's not called yitzia, I'll tell you you're wrong. Kohen Gadol b'yom kippur mechiv, when a Kohen Gadol walks out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on Yom Kippur is a proof. The Pasuk says, yitzia, the Kohen Gadol is supposed to leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rashi says, kushu yitzim beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, liyachar oitzoyas kafu machtek siv, vayetzei, v'yosei losnoi, said loshin vayetzei. And still tonight we learned Yotza Obolo Derek Nisosai, he used to go out like backwards. The same way he came in, he walked out backwards. So you see walking backwards is also called Yitzia. So one question goes away. Well, the karma, that's what you also say, Bai is awful if you have a dark house, and personal lechlemis liras as nega, you're not allowed to open up windows to see the nega. Hatehani, the one was that said Heichi Tla Yitzchazik, when it wasn't the cheska to be tame yet. Before you saw the neger altogether. He was talking about first you walked into the house and you saw the neger. And after you saw the neger, now you want to knock a hole in the door to be able to see it even when you go outside. It's chazik. It could be once you saw the neger, now there's no problem later of making a hole. Again, so you have no raya to go bust the chazakis. It could be the case is that the kohen comes into the house, he sees the neger, and he walks out backwards. And he could always see the nega even when he's outside closing the door, and that's what he says is tummy. So maybe there's no mocker for chazaka here. The kohen always has to see it to know the nega's still there. So that's what Rav Acha by Yaakov holds. That's what he said. Now the Gemara says that Tanya went on a braisa, the like Rav Acha by Yaakov, or bring your proof like not like Rav Acha by Yaakov. In other words, then you'll have to come on to use chazakas. So the Brisa says like this, when the Pasuk says, the Yot Soha Kohen Min Abayis, that after the Kohen sees the neck in the house, then he goes outside and says it to somebody. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yelech Otech Beisai, maybe it's enough if the Kohen Mamas has to go home to his own house, maybe he has to go to his own house. And the Yisker, and close the door, how would he do that? We'll have a string attached to this door, and he has to walk home, and when he gets home, then he'll close the door. So maybe that's what the Kohen has to do. So Talmud Lema, this we said, the Pasuk says, Al Pesach Habayis, it's enough just for the Kohen to go outside the house, and there he could say to Tommy. The Gemara says, E Pesach Habayis, the Pasuk just says it's enough for him to go out of the house. Out of the Pesach Habayis, Yochel, maybe it's enough, Yam Lechachas Hamashkif, he could sit underneath the doorpost, and the Yasker close the door, maybe that's enough. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, No Min Habayis, he has to go out of the whole house. So the darshanat creates him in a bias school until he leaves the whole house. Well, Keter has to come out that I made bitzat hamashkif. He has to stand like on the other side of the doorpost. Omaskir, and he closes the door, and then he pronounces it to Tommy. Now, minayin, how do I know though? Uminayin, shimholach l'ter beisa. Let's say the crane went home to his own house, and the hisker, he had the door closed in, he had a long string attached. And he had the door, like Rashi said, that the Hebel Orach could go and show you based on Samach Lashon. His house wasn't too far away. So what to be if the Kohen wants to walk home to his own house? He has a string attached to the door of the house of Tomei, and he closes the door then. Oy Shomad Betecha Bayis. Let's say the Kohen stands inside this house. Oy Shomad Betecha Bayis. The Isker, and he closes the door, Shev Gerer Muskur, that's also enough. That if he calls it Tommy, it's like a chow. Tom Lemon, the Pasuk says, the Hisker is a bias mikomakum. Anywhere that he closes the house. So Rashi says that the question is, here it says, that it's good even if the Kohen goes home. Or if the Kohen goes home first, he for sure cannot see the neg in the house all the way when he gets home. And still we say he has the right then to have the door closed and then to call a tummy. So how could he call a tummy then? Aye, maybe the neg changed. So what do you have to say? You have to tell him chazaka. So it's right from here, according to the Brisa, that we do go bosa chazakis from this halacha of the tummy and the nega. So Mar says though that Ravacha by Yaakov, how does he learn shat? He says from this Brisa there's no proof. He'll say kagoyin, the case is the kaima dori de gavri, that there's a row of people, the yamrin, they say kidakoi.